You've connected to the Father Figures 3x3 podcast. We've got three songs from each of the three band members in store for you tonight. It's going to be a great show, so sit back, relax, crack open that PBR, and take a listen.
So this week we're doing our first podcast of songs that inspire us or make us who we are or something like that. The concept here is that we each have three songs to
show
what we're doing. And so I'm going to start it off.
They can't see it. Listen.
I know.
They can't show it.
Okay.
Unless you're going to put together a video.
No
video, sorry.
We can go to their house with the guitar and play them.
I'll do that.
Visual.
If you'd like to be part of the studio audience, just send them $25.
So I'm going to start it off with three songs. First, Saturn Trust.
Oh, for crying out loud.
The first one is Saturn Trust's Community Lie.
My favorite one, too.
Any guilt, five times ridiculed her. Knew she wasn't any worse than the rest of us. Now one never calls a man a whore. That was the only defense she had. Never took time to hear her out. We were too busy looking for fault. To her knees, how is it I living to please? That's when she bowed to her face, and that's when she. It was just a community lie. That's really all it was. We never thought she'd take it this far. What does it matter? It'll happen again, of course. It was justice!
So that was Community Lie by Saccharine Trust, and then The Sweat Descends by Les Savis Fave off of Inches, and then Billion Eyes from the album Soft Skeletons by Call Me Lightning.
That was awesome. Your influential songs, you didn't even know who they were.
Let's get back to the
didn't
topic.
Even remember them. We were just talking about them while you were all listening.
And we were talking about how they're all post-punk songs, very angular. And they have definitely informed Michael's guitar playing.
Yeah, I had to throw in that song by Joe Baiza, Saccharine Trust song, because Joe Baiza is a guitar hero for me.
Hell yeah. That's good stuff.
And then I had the other...
Good stuff.
Bronky, squonky guitar tones in those songs.
That's a genuine Michael Cornelius word, squonky.
Squonky. It's got a squonk.
Speaking of squonk.
You have some in your pants?
Yes.
We've got some more songs. Do you want to talk about this a little bit more?
No.
What songs do you have for
us, Bobby?
I might have a Clash song. I might have a 60s garage rock song. And I may have something else, too.
What are you going to kick it off with?
Let's kick it off with Protex Blue by The Clash.
All right.
These three songs, don't influence my drumming. They're essentially, the three of them paint a picture of who I am musically. And not necessarily, these aren't my favorite songs or anything else, but I think the three of them do a good job of painting what I'm into.
Oh,
Okay, Bobby.
So you can see those are all kind of up-tempo songs. The first song by The Clash is might be one of my favorite Clash songs, but I like the roadhouse kind of sensibilities of it. And it's punk rock. And the next song is Zachary Thaxe, a song called Bad Girl. That was recorded in, I think he was 65 or 66, and it just blows my mind that song is a punk rock song and when it was recorded. Love the arrangement in that song.
They threw the whole kitchen sink in there.
Yeah.
They had the breakdown in the middle, then the mode change.
Oh, yeah, and all the funky little time things in there. So that song is amazing, and 60s Garage is super, super close to my heart and how I play. And the last song was Cut Off Your Hands, a song called You and I, and that song was actually the genesis of this band.
That could have been one of the songs I put on my list.
That
arpeggiated guitar and
it's a newer post-punky thing, and the reason why I added that was just because of the energy of it, the angular side of it, and because Tom's sexier than that song.
We could do better.
We can do different.
Differently abled.
So, thanks for listening. That was fun.
We're not from New Zealand.
I wish we were.
True. Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the what rings?
Don't go there.
All right. I think this podcast is dedicated to Frank Gallardo, because he might be the only person that actually listens to this.
Hey, Frank. Shout out, homie.
Tom, what do you have for us?
I have some other music.
Some longer songs?
Some longer songs. So you can definitely pour that PBR that Michael mentioned. And shotgun a few of those.
Cheers.
Cheers. I have some No Means No to kick us off. Off of their record 0+2=1 originally, but this version...
Wait, that's not right.
They're from Canada.
Okay.
But now, it's the song Now, and it's off of the People's Choice compilation that they put out a couple of years ago, where the fans got to choose what songs they wanted on it.
That's punk rock in itself. My favorite shirt, picture of Canada, it says Canada. They gave a country and nobody came.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right, so let's hear some No Means No.
Now if I had the courage, I'd pour into your jar all the things that I have heard you whisper in the dark. And when that jar was heavy with your honeyed confidence, I'd put it to my lips and drink its meaning and its sense. Its meaning and its sense. It has no end, so let's pretend it's now. Let's get started now. Let's get started now. Oh, now. Oh, now. Oh, now. Well, nothing could be plainer.
Okay, so you heard No Means No now, and then that went into Brainiac Hot Metal Dobermans from Banzai Superstar. It's too bad Tim Taylor died, because they were still cranking. And then Wire X Lion Tamer from the 1950s.
They sure were hip back then.
They were hip.
I saw them on Ed Sullivan when I was a kid.
I don't even know what to say to that. Bigger than the Beatles.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty interesting to hear the difference in all of our stuff. I think it gives a good picture, a good insight into who we are as a band.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of Tom's heavy stuff. I guess his stuff wasn't that heavy.
Not super heavy.
Not super heavy. There's common threads through it, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, besides the differences, there's the commonalities, too.
Such as?
Like the... So there's some that jangly guitar in lots of it.
Jangly?
Not jangly like Beatles jangly, but jangly like...
Not overly distorted.
Yeah, not overly distorted.
Post-punk.
Telecaster-y stuff.
We're a reaction to you.
That's you, the listener.
Well, I hope you guys liked it. Or actually, no, we really don't give a shit, do we?
No. Well.
No, actually.
We do. We do. We want you to listen to the next one, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And come to our shows.
The next one's going to be Robots. That's the theme of the next podcast.
Which I'm protesting. This is Bobby, and I'm saying I'm protesting that.
I'm protesting that, too. which you will hear after you hear
the only one that came up with robot songs.
So why does that have to be our second podcast? I think we need to do full-on punk rock.
I've already got robots queued up, so we're going to do that one.
Least favorite songs from our favorite bands.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Those are all coming up on the 3x3 podcast from the Father Figures.
Ooh, goodbye.